At first, the Bush administration seemed disposed to shrug off the news of an orgy of looting that hit the National Museums and Library in Baghdad.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Gone were precious artifacts of a civilization thousands of years old, the civilization of Mesopotamia, of Babylon, and Nineveh. This seemed no big deal to an administration exulting in the swift conquest of Iraq's capital. What United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan called a wound inflicted on all humankind, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called the result of a certain untidiness in the transition of power. And General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said it was a matter of priorities. But then the sacking of a cultural heritage, which was part of the heritage of the civilized world, began getting a lot of media attention. The chairman and two other members of the President's Advisory Committee on Cultural Property resigned, saying that the looting was something that didn't have to happen. So then the administration decided that the sacking of the museums, now thought to be at least in part a professional job, needed some attention. FBI Director Robert Mueller announced that more than 24 agents were being sent to Baghdad to cooperate with Interpol, the international police organization, in the investigation. Art dealers were advised to watch out for attempts to sell artifacts on the open or the black market. Truly a case of locking the stable door a little late. White House spokesperson Claire Buchan said the United States had worked very hard to protect and preserve the valued resources of Iraq. Martin Sullivan, the resigned chairman of the Presidential Advisory Commission, said American scholars had alerted the State Department before the invasion to the vulnerability of the historic treasures. The president, he said, is burdened by a compelling moral obligation to plan for and try to prevent indiscriminate looting and destruction. The administration doesn't like the word occupation, preferring to speak of liberation. Call it what you will, when you take over a country, you have a certain responsibility for protecting its heritage. This is Daniel Shore.